I think that it's quite important for all of us European citizens that the politicians become aware of the corruption that prevails in the setting of World Health Organization, for example. But I would dare to say that it's a bit late because the swine flu is just an example amongst many others. And may I remember, for example, that 20 years ago, that was exactly the same with the hepatitis B vaccine. I have published in the U.S. an interview of a business manager, that is a guy who is not a scientist, but only concerned with marketing his product. And he said, regarding hepatitis, that's a quotation, "We started increasing the awareness of the European expert of the World Health Organization about hepatitis B in 1988. From then to 1991, we financed epidemiological studies on the subject to create a scientific consensus, about hepatitis being a major public health problem. We were successful, the representative of the manufacturer, we were successful because in 1991, the World Health Organization published the new recommendations about hepatitis B vaccination. So it's exactly a remake or a pre-make, I don't know how to say in English, a remake of the story of swine flu. That is the way the pharmaceutical lobbies will manipulate the World Health Organization to create false alarms and false issues in health, in the problem of health.